The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Paul on there. Let's see. Morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good, Paul.
We're doing good. We're sitting in the air conditioning, so that's even better.
Well, good for you. Well, I'm heading to Georgia to an arts festival, so I'm fixing to be sitting out in the hot sun for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, but my goodness. Yikes.
I wanted to call in real quick because I'm fixing to get to the Georgia line, and I don't want to get a ticket for talking on the phone. So
yeah, there you go.
I'm going to be kind of quick, but I just wanted to call in and give a little love out to Captain Chip. I met a little boy that was the grandson of an old high school girlfriend of mine, old girlfriend, and some 40-some-odd years ago. And Seth, his name is Seth, and he was recovering from a brain tumor, and he liked my art. And so I took him a little piece of art to cheer him up. And long story short, I've been following him on his Facebook page, and I've become friends with his dad and Seth as well. And they've been learning how to fish North Florida and, you know, fishing off of decks and docks and piers and wherever they can wet a line. And I just had an idea, so I called Captain Chip, and I said, hey, Cap, this, and the other. And before I could even finish my pitch to get him to do something for free, he said, check your email. And I did, and there was an invitation for he and his dad to go fishing with him whenever he was ready to go.
Yeah.
I just got, I don't remember when it was, I think it may have been Wednesday or Thursday, that I got pictures from Seth, and they had the greatest day they have ever had. And I just, again, I wanted to thank Chip for this sort of love that he has for children. And I just thought it shouldn't be gone unseen. And
Captain Chip called in this morning. Matter of fact, he was our first caller, which he normally is because he had a charter today. But he kind of talked about him a little bit. Talked about how, you know, they caught trout and drum and whiting and stuff like that. You know, and he said the kid just had a great time. You know.
Oh my God! He caught a shark. He caught about a little 2-foot shark. I mean,
yeah.
That's more fun when you're
nice.
7 years old.
Yeah.
The heck with those big trout.
Yeah,
you got jaws, baby. That's what it's all about.
I know. And Captain Chip Wingo is who, as you're saying Captain Chip, but I'm going to tell everybody out there is Captain Chip Wingo. Yeah, he's got a heart of gold. He really does a good job with those kids.
Well, I just wanted to call him because it made my heart just sink. I mean, I've got a love for kids, too, but somebody that'll go out of their way to spend their own money to do something like that is just number one in my book, and I just wanted to give Chip that love. So,
well, I appreciate that, Paul, and I know that I'll be able, you know, talk to him this afternoon. I'll tell him you called.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Keep it on.
All right, sir. I sure will. And thanks for calling in and talking about him. Because, yeah, Captain Chip Wingo's got a heart of gold, and he does treat kids really good, you know.
Well, if your friend's on Chip's Facebook page, go look at those photos. Because I tell you, the smile on that little fellow's face and on his dad's face,
yeah,
it just says it all.
Yeah, especially in a time like it is, you know.
You bet.
Yep.
Well, you guys take care, and y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Paul.
Drive safe.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And talking about the weekend, probably go to that Main Street car cruise tonight. I don't know if people know about that or not, but the fourth Saturday of every month, if you're raised on the north side of Jacksonville like I was, used to back, you know, when you first start driving and you get your muscle car or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how it was back then, you know, fresh out of high school and all, you know, people used to cruise Main Street. And, you know, they would, like, race from
light to light,
traffic light to traffic light, yeah. And it was funny. And, you know, you'd have a closed-down filling station or something, parking lot, empty parking lot. You know, you'd pull in there, and there's, you know, 20 cars parked in there, and everybody in Utah. And it used to be a good time, really fun time. Well, the fourth Saturday of every month, they still do that now. And you want to see some really nice muscle cars. You could also look at the Facebook page and see some real, real muscle cars on there. I know we went to Callahan at that car show last weekend and saw some, and it's pretty neat to go back in time, you know, and look at these cars and everything. It's pretty neat. But, you know, they started Cotton's Barbecue and cruised down to the Crystal and stuff, you know, and the police usually go down there and cruise with them and things like that. It's pretty neat. They have live bands, you know, in places, some of the restaurants and stuff that are outside. You know, they have live bands outside. So, you know, it makes it pretty nice. It's a nice family atmosphere. And you go down and see some real nice, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s cars that what we called muscle cars back then.
It's remarkable how much time and effort and money they spend on some of those things.
It is. It is. And they do it from 5 to 9 on the fourth Saturday of every month. So, you know, people interested in getting down there and seeing them.
I wonder if that costs more than owning a boat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, with a boat, it's, you know, break out another $1,000, of course. But, you know, that's what BOAT means. But, you know, you can also look at Historic Springfield Main Street Cruise on Facebook. That's Historic Springfield Main Street Cruise. And, you know, look at the photos on that, and you can really see some nice old muscle cars and stuff. It's pretty neat. And for those that were not old enough to know what a muscle car is, these were the like the Super Sport, you know, 396 Super Sport Chevelles back in the late 60s, early 70s, the GTOs. The
Challengers.
You know, yeah, and even the Supernovas.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Novas, people had 350s in them and stuff. It wasn't just like Stingrays, you know, it wasn't just Corvette Stingrays.
It was never Cornbury Stingrays to speak of. Nobody could afford them, car guys. They couldn't. Hardly any of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, mainly, you know, the cars that we called the muscle cars, you know, were old Dodge Sprints and Dusters. I had a Duster. I had a 70 Plymouth Duster. And, you know, but places, I mean, different cars like that. They had old Barracudas and the Camaros and the...
A friend of mine built a Barracuda put a Hemi in it. It was, Jesus, it was a fast car.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was real meticulous and spent every dime he had, and was his passion.
That's what it takes for some of those.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. Nothing costs more than a boat.
I'm with you, Rob.
Yeah, my dad used to say it's a hole in the water you throw your money into.
Yep.
Yep, it might be spelled H-U-L-L, but it is a hole.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, it's, you know, that's like me getting this another trailer. I'm just so tired of piecing the one I have together. It's so crazy. I've had nothing but problems with that Magic Tilt trailer, and I will never get another Magic Tilt trailer. I'm fixing to get a Loadmaster trailer, and that's what I had under that Caroline skiff. You know, I had that Loadmaster for 16 and a half years and sold it 3.5 years ago, and the guy is still using it today. I've had this new trailer for 3.5 years, and I have worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. I cannot stand it. And, of course, now, split axles. It's sitting in my boot shed. I was lucky to get it home and be able to back it in there without it actually hitting the road, you know, but... Anyway, you can hear the music, Rob. I'd like to put you on hold if you can. Rob, can you hear me? Rob, did I lose you already?
No, I'm here. Go ahead and hold me.
Oh, there you are. Okay, yeah, I'm going to put you on hold, okay, Rob?
That's good. Hold me.
All righty. And we'll be right back.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Bottle washer.
Excuse me. And we got Rob Ben Holden. Good morning, Rob. You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Good day. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Rob, I was using some no-brainer minis on flounders 2 weeks ago. Liked it a lot.
They were good on flounder.
Well, the minis, you know, I was using mud minnows, so I had pretty little baits because it seemed like the micro mini is the most popular at the bait shop I go to. And, I was pretty pleased. Caught a couple pretty nice flounders on them.
That's good.
Yeah.
And were they made for flounders?
I prefer using spinnerbait on them.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people started with those spinnerbaits for flounder and just has really, you know, picked up their catch ratio with them.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the patience for sitting there waiting for the flounder to pick it up, turn it around, fiddle-diddle, dink around with it. That makes me crazy.
Yeah. What do you like on your spinnerbait?
Well, the Mighty Mite with Gold Blade is good, but Tim Stutter's been having a real good luck with the Bright Nickel Blade in a 4.5 and running it. Also, the Twin Spin, which is a tandem blade in the Bright Nickel, and Ripping Lips with both the flounder and the trout on that one.
Mm. Yeah. I have a spinner baits and I use them once in a while, but it just, I don't know. It seems so heavy to crank it up.
Hmm.
You know, I get used to using DOAs and little 8-ounce grub heads, and it's kind of foreign to me to be pulling an anchor through the water.
Well, and depending on how you use it, and see if you got around areas where you had some decent flounder and you started catching them on them, then.
Oh, I'd be converted.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anchors away.
Yeah. You know, like Bill's talking about, him using such light tackle and then using that DOA. I mean, DOA sinks so slow.
Yeah.
And if you don't allow that thing to get down there a lot of times, I mean, you know, a lot of times we'll have trout that's up in the water column pretty high too. But for whatever reason this year, this has been actually the worst trout year I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time.
You know, a long time. I mean, we should have been, I mean, right here in June even, May and June, you know, we should be catching quite a few nice trout, you know, before that water gets real hot. And, you know, so things like that, I mean, you would have probably, you know, a better idea you'd probably convert him, Rob, if he got in an area where he could catch some flounder on him.
Right.
Because using that lightweight like that, you're so used to it. You get so tuned into using that light DOA shrimp. It takes an art to use it, actually.
Yeah,
because you can't just throw it out there and work it back like you would a normal lure or even a gulp on a jig head. I mean,
right.
It's totally different than a gulp with a jig head because of the way the DOA falls in the water. You know,
I lose a lot of ground cover because if you're casting up tide, which you need to present the lure properly, it doesn't hit the bottom until it's floated, you know, maybe 10 or 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you lose that bottom coverage.
Yeah.
And if you touch it, it's wanting to come up. But it produces a heck of a lot of fish. I've caught, you know, I was catching them.
And you caught some nice trout on it, too.
I caught some really nice trout, and I caught a bunch of them for a while.
And see, if you haven't caught a lot of flounder on it because you are working it close to the bottom, then
I do catch flounder on it.
And I was going to say, then you're probably not in an area where you got a lot of decent flounder, Joe, because you would be catching more of them because you're working that bait closer to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But so have you been fishing at all, Rob?
No, sir.
Okay. You just waiting on that July time?
Yes, sir.
We still going, right?
You betcha.
Yeah.
My son and grandson are just jonesing to go.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, we'll get him out there, make him have a good time.
Right on. My grandson, he just can't imagine catching a fish as big as, you know, we've been talking about.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's been catching.
How old is your grandson?
He's 11.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. See, he'd enjoy that.
What he catches, we would use for bait.
Yeah, where do they live at?
Up in Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
Oh, yeah. Don't they have some walleye up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And northerns.
I guess.
And muskies.
I guess they have it. Well, muskies the big one, too, isn't it?
Northerns are big.
Are they?
They're ferocious, too.
Mm.
You know, once in a while, a northern will bite somebody's foot. You know, be hanging their foot off the dock, and the northern will come and just bite. They got a ton of teeth. They look like an inverted porcupine in their mouth.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting you out there, Rob.
Well, we're going to do it, and do it good.
Good deal. Yeah, I hope the dredges are not, you know, going full blast. I've heard now that they've kind of slowed down. I don't know why. Maybe they're in a portion of the river where they're You know, they're going to widen the channel 300 feet right there by Fort Caroline, toward the north bank of the river, try to take that S-curve out. So maybe they're going to hang out there for a while.
Can't imagine widening 300 feet.
That's a bunch.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're not supposed to be doing that even yet because, you know, the riverkeeper's been having that lawsuit trying to block all this stuff. But, you know, they're calling it a maintenance dredge, but we all out there seeing them taking out the rocks and widening the channel and moving the buoys over. They're doing the deep water dredging. They're just not, they're just calling it maintenance dredging or whatever. But, you know, it's, you know, the government's going to do whatever they want to do before it's over with. So. Might as well give it up. What gets me is, you know, all these environmental groups are all the time talking about, you know, things happening for the environment, you know, not just for the, like, for the big ships. Well, this is one of the worst things I've seen for the river because some days you go out there and, man, it's just muddy everywhere.
Totally.
You know, and I'm just surprised that some of the environment, maybe they just don't even know about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're sitting in an office.
Yeah.
You know, they're not out there on the river seeing the effects of it.
Yeah. They're too worried about having the green algae bloom down, you know, further up the river, I guess. But anyway, yeah, we'll get you out there pretty soon, Rob.
All righty. Well, that's going to be great.
You got anything new coming out?
No, sir. Nothing new. I'm tuning up other rigs. I'm switching out of standard round split rings to an oval split ring, which is a lot stronger per split ring. I think the smallest split ring I'll be using has got a 55-pound test.
Wow.
I've switched over to all stainless steel swivels. And even the smallest one has got 65-pound test.
See, that's the kind of flounders I like to catch.
You bet your mud, right?
Yeah, man. Well, I've been using those no-brainers, you know, that I got from you. And, you know, with crab and all that, those things work like a jewel.
Yeah, I like them.
You getting short on anything?
Getting what? Well, actually, not yet, but you know, maybe by the time we go, I might have to get you to, you know, make me an order up and bring them with you so I can pay you that day.
Right on. 5-foot corks, anything like that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that before it comes, and it won't be long, you know. Only got, what, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get with you before then, Rob. I'll let you know, and then you just tell me what to... You know, they had the money for you for that day, and I'll just bring it with me.
All righty.
Sounds good.
Done.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
See you, Rob.
All right, Captain Vic.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about going fishing on Monday. That's great. And, Vic, when you got to talking about you were getting, I think, doing better with the Spook, was it?
Yeah, Super Spook Junior.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that one before, and I've heard other people on it from time to time talk about a lure that they call a confidence lure. Sometimes we just seem to be able to work one particular lure a little bit more effectively. I think it's all due to confidence on it.
I do too. I mean, I've used that lure for I don't know how many years. When they first come out with a redfish color on that thing, because you used to have the speckled trout color, but when they first come out with a redfish color on that thing, I just bought them then, and I've loved them ever since, you know.
Yeah, because I heard you say you tried the Scooter Walk and the Spook Junior.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got all the hits I've got that day, you know, all the even those short strikes, most of them, but you know, all the hits I got that day was on that Spook Junior. Wasn't none of them on Skitter Walking on. But let me put you on hold, Chris, and come back and get you.
All right.
If you got time.
Yeah.
Okay. And remember, for you people out there, for the 4th of July, I'll tell you about that when we come back. I'll put you on hold, Chris.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democratic presidential candidates have gathered for a forum in Columbia, South Carolina today. The event is sponsored by Planned Parenthood. Critics of the Democrats say that all of the leading presidential candidates line up almost precisely with the Planned Parenthood agenda of protecting and expanding abortion in America. Amid reports of President Trump flip-flopped this week on retaliation against Iran for shooting down a U.S. drone, some conservatives are calling for a stronger response. Meanwhile, the president faces intense pressure from lawmakers on Capitol Hill not to rush into war with Iran despite its recent aggression. A deadly road accident in the Northeast. State Police New Hampshire have confirmed 7 people have died in a collision between a truck and several motorcycles in the Granite State. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow gave up 34 points at 26,719. This is SRN News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
get
lose.
Get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll see you bright and early Monday morning at 6 a.m. But before then, everybody have a good week. And Roger and myself, good Lord willing, will be ready to go beginning of the week. Medical marijuana, 225,000 people have signed up for it. I can't believe that.
And a lot of people are driving while high.
Yeah, driving while they're high. Can you dig that as well? Even here in Florida, give me a break. We'll talk about this and a lot of other issues coming up Monday morning, 6 to 9, right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny and hot through Tuesday, looking for highs into the upper 90s, heat index up to 105. Mostly cloudy nights, lows 77. Also looking for a 50% chance of showers through the next weekend, and that heat will continue into the middle 90s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Chris still hanging on here, so we've got to get him back on there.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Yeah, you see that flounder from Ted?
No, I didn't see that. Did Ted get out fishing?
Yeah, he's out there this morning. Yeah, he sent you and I both Yeah, he sent you and I both a flounder picture. Nice little flounder.
Okay. Yeah, it must have come in recent. I didn't see it. I was just taking it easy this morning after Monday through Friday. We had vacation Bible school at the church, and I was kind of wore out from that. If that didn't wear me out, then mowing the yard yesterday at 96 degrees took whatever energy I had left after being with the kids up until about noon.
So. If you got out in the afternoon to mow yesterday, oh, good gracious, it was so hot.
Yeah, and it never seemed to cool down because it said 96 when I started mowing, and then about I took a break after about an hour or so, and it was still 96. So, but I remember you just got through talking with a guy named Paul about Chip, and I've been enjoying Chip's pictures of taking kids fishing. And as tired as I was from a long week, I'm not used to having to get up and get going and go to a. It was like a job, but it was fun working with the kids from the school. But by the end of the week, I was kind of wore out. But as tired as I was, I still was wishing I had another. Could have gotten my grandkids lined up to. Fish the junior angler that they're having for the offshore club today, because I love taking kids fishing, especially my grands, and I would have liked to have done that. Even as tired as I would have loaded up if I could have hooked them up. But I think after driving across town every day for 5 days to go to vacation Bible school, I kind of got the feeling the kids were like ready for a day off too.
I know at that age they'll wear you out, huh?
Yeah, you don't realize it until you get home and you realize you're. It's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but you're feeling like, wow, okay, well, I'm going to take it easy the rest of the day, except when the grass starts getting real tall, as it's been doing from all that liquid nitrogen coming down out of the sky.
Yeah. Yeah, we got in a few minutes. We're going to talk about this knife sharpener that Bill brought in this morning. It's a pretty neat thing. He's been over here sharpening a knife, showing me how to do it. It looks like such a simple thing too.
I'm doing it one handed and talking on the radio, Chris.
Yeah.
Is it the little plastic AccuSharp?
Oh no, no. Uh-huh. This is actually, is that the name brand of WorkSharp?
WorkSharp.
Yeah, WorkSharp is the name of it. And it's actually, I thought he was kidding me when he first told me it's got a 42-year warranty. So you have
42. Or this guy's spawn or what?
42, not 43?
No.
Yeah.
I felt cheated too. But you know what? If I'm cleaning knives and I'm 105, it's probably enough warranty. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Hey, you know, your comment about the lures.
I'm going to take a picture of it, though, and send it to you. You know, I'll tell you what, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll post it on my Facebook page, too, so people can see it.
Well,
has it got an adapter for sharpening hooks, too?
No, but actually, the stone that's on it, you can sharpen hooks with it, because there's a flat stone on it, too. There's a ceramic rod. There's two, like one coarse and one fine. Stones, so you know, it being flat, you could sharpen a hook on it, but it's not something you'd really want to take in the boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about probably 8 inches long,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And but you know, you got an adjustment on it where you can make it for either 20 degree slope on your blade or a 17 degree, and But it's a pretty neat thing, actually, and then you can sharpen anything with it, actually.
It's about a $40 deal, and it's all magnetic. The magnetic parts, it's got two plates, and they're diamonds on them. One's a coarse, and one's a fine.
Does it have a special setting for sheep's head?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does.
the diamond setting. I need to. I'm cutting sheep's head. I better get the diamond blade out.
I'll tell you what, you can put an edge on a knife with it, even. And I'm 63, and with this thing, this is the fifth time I think I've used it. I have a boning knife that's kind of like a pencil with a point on it, same thing, only thinner. I mean, it is so dull. I took it to, I was at a barbershop one day, and I have a boning knife and a chef's knife, a cheap chef's knife. And this guy was bragging about his sharpener for scissors. He was kind of the, hey, I'll sharpen your scissors right now for $10 kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Does that thing do nice? He goes, yeah. I said, I'll go home and get one. So I went home and I got two knives. This thing allegedly cost $2,000. It was powered. It looked like a sander that you'd buy at Home Depot, kind of.
Yeah.
And he could not. He said, this knife is dead. He said, dead. And I said, okay, you know. And I have put it on this sharpener every time I sharpen my regular knives. And I'm actually starting to get an edge on it. Probably more work than it's worth. Nonetheless, I'm getting an edge on that boning knife that I have. So it's been good.
Yeah.
It's magnetic.
I haven't heard.
If you put the plates on, they stay in place. They go over these little pegs that are flush mounted so you don't hit it with the blade. And the magnet holds it down. And you just take it off, flip it over, put the rough side up. It's a great thing for $40. It's a super good knife sharpener. Work sharp.
Yeah, I'll have to get with you and check that out. I haven't seen anybody grab the cutoff wheel yet when they go after the sheep's head rib cage.
Yeah. Well, my pocket knife will cut braid all day long when I sharpen.
Yeah, I'm going to be cutting some steel a little while later. My son's coming over. We're going to go up to the You Pull It Apart.
Been there.
Somewhere up on the north side. He found
it's on Main Street.
He's restoring his old Acura, and he found a section of the frame and on the front end that we got to cut off of this car to get it off of there. So we're bringing my generator and an electric grinder, and I guess we're just going to cut it off with a grinder wheel.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, it's a little bit probably going to be like working on a trailer.
Hey, Chris, you said something about your comfort zone on lures. Hmm. When I was out with Vic, we were both using those same lure, you know, the Spook Juniors. And I thought, well, that's stupid because you got two guys fishing. Let's try something different.
Same color, too.
Yeah, exactly the same lure, because I like them as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw a picture of that redfish with it sticking out of his mouth. He could barely see it. That was the same lure.
Right.
I put on a popper with a little trailer on it. I caught, I didn't catch anything, got a couple hits. I had three or four different lures that I worked at the same time Vic was working that, and he got 95-6% of the hits on that lure.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
He was much more comfortable than me.
Well,
I should. We were doing a little fishing in the pond out back of the studio last week.
Yeah,
and we were trying to thin out the lily pad population. And,
little snags, huh?
Yeah. But I wasn't about to throw that new skitter walk out there. That one I showed you, Vic. It's skitter walk with a trout pattern, and it's been highly effective. And so, especially when you walk up to a lure display and you see only one of one particular lure left, that's the one you grab.
Exactly. Yep.
So you get lucky. Grab that one. Okay. They're almost gone. Last one. Yep. That's the one you want.
That's just an educated guess.
Yeah, we'll have to get out there and do that with y'all sometime. Try the different topwaters.
Exactly.
You're always welcome.
I brought a bunch of them with me, but I only used the two, and I didn't use that skitter walk very long because I went and it was a redfish color too, but I just went back to what I call my old faithful.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Chris.
Hey, guys. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon. I'll take pictures of this and show you that sharpener, what we're talking about.
Oh, sounds good. Okay.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, Ken, if you can hold on, we'll get you on as soon as we come back.
Hey. That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Ken on here and waiting through the break. Morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Oh, hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call and talk with the wizard for a minute.
There you go.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from you in a little while. You been doing okay?
Scott and Vic, how are you with wizard and grass cutting?
Well, I'm pretty good as far as I'm on a ride mower.
Oh, yeah, I thought you might could just wave your wand there and cut my grass for me real quick.
I hadn't got my wand. That's the problem. That's what I need is a wand for these fish too.
I hear you. It makes your job a lot easier.
It sure would. It sure would. If I could just wave it over the water and make them bite, that'd be great, you know?
That turns you from fisherman to catcherman.
Yeah, there you go.
And we all want to be there.
Guaranteed fish charters.
So how you been? You been doing okay? Been fishing?
Not lately. I haven't been going. They got my spot messed up down there where I take my grandson, and I'm going to have to wait for him to get done working down there and see how it's all going to be restructured. And
the dredges?
No.
He's a foreign. They're building on that. So.
Oh.
Yeah, he fishes way on up the river from there, from where the dredges are.
Right. So at least the salt water level's getting back up a little bit, so that's good. But the reason I called was a little advice for Chris. He needs to get him his awls off. He's going to you pull it and cut that frame off that.
Get you a metal cutting blade and
use his awls off. Actually, he could take his awls off and the grinder might make it a little bit easier for him.
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't know if he's got a. I mean, I've got a sawzall. Did he say he's going today?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I have any metal cutting blades, though. I don't know. I haven't used my sawzall in probably 25 years.
you can pick them up at the Home Depot. They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, just a little advice might make it a little easier for him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him and see that because I don't know if I've got a metal cutting blade or not. But like you say, the blades probably aren't that expensive. I just haven't used a thing in at least 25 years.
Right, I hear you.
I just bought a metal cutting blade. Yeah, they're like $5.
Oh, are they? Yeah, mm-hmm. and this is this is a big sawzall I got.
Right. Yeah. Just plug it up to the generator and go at it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can't imagine cutting the frame off like that, though. That's usually some hard steel, you know.
Especially when it's 96 degrees and humid as could be.
Yeah.
Take about a 5-gallon bucket of water to drink.
Yeah, really.
You're going to need it.
I know what you mean.
You're going to need it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. It's so freaking hot out there, man. You just sweat all freaking day if you're not in AC.
And then what happens is, too, with this heat, if we don't get a lot of rain, you're going to have a lot of people using them fireworks 4th of July and all over the place, this heat's just going to keep that rain from being able to get everything good and wet, you know, because it'll dry it out so bad the way the humidity's been.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's terrible. But anyway, how's your family doing after all the surgeries and all?
Well, we just found out yesterday that my wife's going to have her last back surgery in 3 weeks. So, we're hoping it's her last back surgery. So, she already did one back surgery, and then you did her hip replacement, and then on the 16th of July is when she's going to have her last back surgery. So hopefully this will really fix her up and maybe get her out of all that pain.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, she can walk around just a little bit, but then it gets really, really bad, and then she's in bad shape, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, I just hate to see her in that much pain all the time, but it really gets to the point to where, where she can't even stand it. I mean,
yeah,
and it's nerve pain. Yep. So, you know, she could take her pain medicine from, you know, from her hip replacement. But it's not, it doesn't do anything for nerve pain, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, hopefully this will be it though, but I appreciate you asking about her.
Well, I'll be praying.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot, Ken.
I'm sure a lot of other people will be out there praying too. So,
don't you live way out west side somewhere?
Yeah.
You
out past White House.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a little bit further than I thought. Yeah, I'm gonna be doing a seminar out there at 57 Heaven on Wells Road, right off of Blanding, right there. You know, just south of 295.
Right.
On July the 24th. So I thought maybe you might want to come by and see us and you know, they do some good raffles out there and stuff like that. Feed Everybody Barbecue. It's really good.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
It's even though it's at 57 Heaven, which is a bar, so people can have, you know, they can. Now, of course, they don't provide beer. You have to buy your own beer, you know, or mixed drinks, either one. But, you know, just for telling people out there. But yeah, it's a pretty neat place to have seminars over there. It's really turning out great. Mark Fiegel has been, you know, sponsoring these things, and he gets Dick's Sporting Goods to sponsor them, and they give away quite a bit of stuff. So makes it a really, really good, you know, event.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll let you guys go. I know it's getting towards the end of the show.
Yep, it sure is.
It's good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again later.
Okay, Ken. Thanks. Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And just let everybody know, I realize that 4th of July is coming up, and, you know, people's going to be buying fireworks and stuff like that. Just, you know, like I say, with this heat, it's going to dry out a lot of the stuff, so make sure you're safe with them. And I was told that the, you know, the guys that wear an eye patch and only have three fingers, they sell the best fireworks. So, you know.
For sure. And they can drink the most.
I also saw a thing the other day that says, you know, if we told people that a brain was an app on their phone, maybe they'd use it a little more. So. But anyway.
Hey, if I got time to talk about this lure.
Yes, sir, the sharpener. Oh, the lure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfair Lures. I just bought some. They're beautiful. These Smack Shads is what I bought. Yeah. They're made out of a new product. To my knowledge, it's a new product. It's called Elastomer. It's much tougher.
Yeah.
It's very soft and squishy.
Stretches.
Stretches, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it floats. The theory is if you lose it, they get broken down by sunlight.
Mm.
So they don't stay forever like some of the baits that you get. Now, I bought it to go with the jig heads that have the hinge on them or the little swivel.
Yeah, real habit jigs.
Well, mine have kale hooks on them. These things don't rig up worth a hoot on a kale hook.
Yeah.
At least I was unable to do it. So I'm going to get the other ones and try it. And so this mullet looks like he's feeding on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited to actually use it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's the ones you showed me out there on the boat. Yeah.
You got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, Ted.
Hmm.
Morning, Ted.
Morning, Dick. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
All right. Took your advice. Went north.
Well, it seemed like it worked, that one picture. Have you gotten any more?
Little small ones, but that was the only keeper one so far.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of bait fish in here. There's something pounding them on the banks. Saw one tarpon, tried to get him to grab it, and couldn't get him to take it. So.
Yeah, I know you.
We're doing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're doing pretty good. Not too bad. We're having fun.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yep. All right. Well, I hear the music.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one.
Sorry to get you back in. I know you was on hold a while ago, and then we had, you know, a couple of callers too. And talking to Chris, and I saw you on hold, but I saw you had to hang up. I thought maybe you had a fish on.
Yeah, I did. I got hooked up. All right. Well, y'all take it easy.
All right, Ted. You too, man. Good luck out there, and y'all be careful.
All right.
Alrighty. And that's it for another show. Appreciate all our callers. I really appreciate all our sponsors for for helping us stay on the air, helping me stay on the air here. And we'll tune in next week. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you coming in.
Always a pleasure to.
And I'll post this knife sharpener on my Facebook page.
All righty.